Subway.
Zimbabwe, you are listening to 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Wednesday, May 18th, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about the suspension of duty on imports like cooking oil, maize meal, toothpaste, bath soap, rice, and others. The Zimbabwean government says this move is designed to ensure that people with access to free money can purchase these commodities in different nations.
Announcing the loosening of import regulations on basic commodities, Finance Secretary George Gwamatanga said this is in line with the recent announcement by Finance Minister that Zimbabweans are expected to have access to basic commodities amid the free fall of the Zimbabwe dollar.
The other goods that can be imported duty-free are flour, margarine, salt, sugar, milk powder, infant's milk formula, tea, petroleum jelly, laundry bar, and washing powder.
The Zimbabwe Revenue Authority has already put in the necessary legal instruments for the implementation of the new import scheme. Some Zimbabweans have welcomed the move, while others say it will only benefit those with foreign currency. The majority of Zimbabweans are living below the bread line. Prices of basic commodities have gone up in Zimbabwe, as the local currency is now trading at more than $400 for the United States dollar in the black market.
Ngombe masabazulu linda lakukona endawo zonke zomhlaba esijeneyo namhlanje sikhuluma khona ukwethula ngokhulumende ukuthi abantu sebesenelisa ukuthi bethenge impahla esijeneyo emazweni. So ke uyakulenisa ukuthi uthenge impahla leyi emazweni ungabhadali ukuthi ay customs duty. Lapha sikhuluma ke ngempahla enjengempupu, i-cooking oil, toothpaste, bath soap, rice lokunye. So uhulumende usanda kubika ukuthi nxa umuntu elemali lokhu akubiza free money, uyakuyenelisa ukuthi uthenge impahla leyi emazweni atshiyeneyo. Kuthe kubikwa lokhu-ke unobhala omkhulu kumbe ngithi umabhalani we-Minister of Finance uGeorge Gwamatanga uthe lokhu-ke bakwenza kwezithi abantu beZimbabwe babe lokudla ezindlini. Ezinye njalo impahla elakho ukuthi uzithenge iflower, imajarini, isawudo, ijukela, i-milk powder, i-infant milk formula, itiye, i-petroleum jelly, i-laundry bar soap, i-washing powder. Sikhuluma ke iZimbabwe Revenue Authority kumbe iZimra zikhandleke ukuthi ilungise umthetho okumele kube khona. Ngathi vele siwulungisile. Njalo ke kukhanya ngazani ke kulabantu beZimbabwe bathi hayi uhulumende wenze kahle, kube labanye abantu uhulumende lapha utshaya eceleni. So singazi ukuthi kuhamba njani njengoba abantu abaningi eZimbabwe bengasebenzi. Sikhuluma khona manje intengo yempahla etshiyeneyo iyakhuphuka okwamagama. Khuphulwa ukuthi-ke idola liyawa. Kanti sinxa unedola elilodwa elakwele Melika kumele ube le 400 kumbe 400 and something khona liphezulu yamaZimbabwe dollar. So kukhanya-ke kunzima ku-black market nxa usithenga idola lelo. Kunjalo-ke Jonga khonokho-ke esikhuluma ngakho namhlanje.
Wongwadiwa watereri nevatariri nasi uri musi wechitatu 18 Chivabvu kana kuti 18 May 2022 muchirongwa chedu chatinotarisa zvinosangana nevana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika nevari munyika Live Talk Diaspora Forum. Nasi tiri kutarisa nezvemutemo wakaziviswa nehurumende kuburikidza nebazi rezvemari wekuti aiwa tambosimudza kana kubvisa mutemo unorambidza kupinzwa kwezvinhu zvakaita secooking oil, hupfu, mushonga wekugezesa mazino, toothpaste, sipo yekugezesa mupunga nezvimwe zvinofanira zvichibhadharwa duty pakupinda nazvo pamiganhu. Hanzi mutemo uyu wambosuspendwa kana kusendekwa parutivi kwemwedzi mitanhatu kana kuti 6 months kuitira kurerutsa ndima kuitira vana veZimbabwe vanga vachikwanisa kuwana zvavanoda zuva nezuva, atingati mabasic commodity. Mutemo uyu vanhu vari kuutambira zvakasiyana-siyana, vakawanda vari kuufarira, asi unenge uchitarisirwa kuti unge uchibatsira munhu anenge aine mari, vanenge vaine mari dzavo dzekunze. Vakawanda vasina mari dzekunze vanototya kuti zvichange zvakudhura zvakanyanya munyika nokuti vanenge vatenga zviri kushaika munyika izvozvo vakazvitenga kunze kwenyika vachipinda nazvo munyika zvinoreva kuti vanenge vakuzozvitengesa nemutengo uri pamusoro kuitira kuti vanga vachiwana mari dzavo pamusoro pezvo kune vari kutyawo zvakare kuti mutemo iwoyu unogona kukanganisa makambani emunyika anogadzirawo zvigadzirwa izvozvo anga achigadzira zvigadzirwa izvo nokuti tinoona kuti mazuva apera hurumende yaidada kana kuzvirova dundundu ichitaura kuti iri kufadzwa nekuti muzvitoro maamane zvinhu zvinogadzirwa munyika zvinodarika 75% kana kuti kusvika pazvikamu makumi manomwe nezvishanu zvinenge zvaakutengeswa muzvitoro asi taakuona zvakare vaakuti zvinhu zviri kunetsa zvinobvumidzwa kupinda munyika zvichireva kuti makambani anga achigadzira zvinhu zvaanogadzira upfu mafuta nezvimwe zvakadaro vanogona kunge vaakurasikirwa nebhizinesi kana nemari sezvo vanhu vanenge vaakumhanyira zviri kubva kunze kwenyika dzimwe nguva zvinogona kunge zvakachipa zvichitengeswa zvichienzaniswa nezviri kutengeswa munyika ndo nyaya yatiri kuti kurukure nhasi Gibbs thank you so much.
Yes, let's start with what Zimbabweans are saying in the diaspora. I've got a lady, Ketuwe Bepe, who lives in Botswana, who says many Zimbabweans back home won't benefit from what the government is saying. So let's get on the show and hear exactly what she's saying about some of these things.
Kuyi advantage yomuntu ovele ese diaspora like mina if I'm to buy here lapha although izinto sezidura lazo but kungcono kuba lama promotions here and there and I can target those promotions kuyi advantage ngaleyo ndlela ukuthi lami nxa sengihamba ekhaya sengingahamba ngithwele but kuyi disadvantage kubo business person abaseZimbabwe labantu ordinary people abaseZimbabwe in the sense yokuthi kuzoba lelokhu zenu le high demand ye foreign currency yonevi ingekho ngoba umuntu osekhaya kathesi imagine ngomuntu oserural uzoqalisa ukuthi adinge ipula which is very difficult and kuzobulala i-local currency ngamandla not only that kuzobulala futhi local industry ngamandla ngoba uzathola ukuthi nxa wonke muntu esekwanisa ukuthi athathethenge okungapha ngale kubulala imisebenzi kubulala iprojection kuba le less demand for those things ezekhaya and also kuyabenefita the few abavele belezimali zabo abakwanisa ukuthi bephume baye emazweni but imajority of Zimbabwean ordinary Zimbabwean citizens akubasizi ngalutho njalo the other thing bona laba abalezimali zabo abakwanisa ukuventure into that ukuthi behambe edust emazweni bethenga izinto still umuntu uyakwanisa ukuthenga into siyababona la ngiyakwanisa ukuthenga into mina e-100 pula which is something like $10 maybe or $9 of which nxa ngifika ekhaya I can sell that thing for $20 akula mntu okwanisa ukuthi angicontrole but still bona abasekhaya ngiyabe mbabulele akubabenefithi kangako kuyinto kwangikhona I believe ukuthi uhulumende kumele abuye ne-solution ezabenefitha abantu not the few that are able.
Yes, yakuzwa wena wakho ungumabhebhe nje ubona ngazani kuyakunceda ngani
mina kwi-advantage only ekuthini in the short term I can easily buy things and ngigijime mbahambisele ebulawayo but in the long term akukhona vele i-solution ya
kumele i-solution ibe yikuyi njengoba selivunyelwa phekuthi lithenge i-flower lithenge amajarini lithenge i-toothpast khona ngaphoi
basacile njalo babaduka ukuthi is just for 6 months so mina I believe ukuthi whatever solution abangayilethe ebantwini kumele ibe beyond that 6 months bona they have ukunanzelela ukuthi ezinye izinqumo abaye bezithatha ziyalimaza abantu and they have to come up with policies bebona ukuthi umnotho bawenzayo njani ukuze i-solution abayilethe ebantwini i-accommodate abantu not the few individuals njalo izinto zangkhona kuhlezi kungokwesikhathinyana sekuyintrojwe lokhu ngokwesikhathinyana sekuyintrojise lokhu ngokwesikhathinyana kukhani nganabala long term solution for all
kuthi uhulumende uthi uyazama sibili mabhebhe uthi uyazama kunye okumangalisayo uyalizamele
iproblem babadube uhulumende ukutsho kwakho ukuthi uyazama xa usukuhlanganisa le reality thina esiyibonayo it really runs parallel uhulumende akumelanga asitele ukuthi uyazama kumele sibone ukuthi hayi kodwa laphana uyazama but as we are seeing izinto baya-announsa lapho ukuthi hayi umnotho uyasukuma but xa ukhangela i-reality imali yabiwa everyday, izinto zikhwela everyday, impilo lokhu siba worse than before. Ngomlomo bayazama but action wise akula kuzama.
Akum advise uhulumende nxa kuthiwa ningazibamba sinto esidukwini kuthiwa nguwe osungumongameli wezimbabwe.
Nxa ngingaba ngumongameli okokuqala mina ngizathi I think abantu abaku-decision making vele in the first place kumele nxa umuntu eyipolitician kumbe ukucabinet minister kumbe wenzana nti kabathiyane lokuba ngo-business person ngoba okusalayo ipolicy loba imbi for the people as long as i-advantage business yakho kwabadube wena useparliament lusikusho kupasisa ukhangelele i-business if either you are a business person or uphethe isikhundla ngale elokhuzele kubusweni kwelizwe so khona lapho that is the first thing I will do i-politician ayibe yi-politician nxa uku-decision making kuza kukhama phela ukuthi wenzeni uzagcina usibangisena lanxa ungayisilo ngoba ukhangelele ukuthi uprotect yakho i-business lanxa ulimaza uzulu number one number two uhulumende kayekele ukusela i-corruption yesibulalayo the resources are there abantu bayatshintsha i-gold imali yasimagwa i-1 kg uzothwala itholakale e-airport mangaki angatholakalanga or futhi that 1 kg nxa ekhandiswa e-reserve bank kubhenefitha abantu abaningi izimali okuthiwa ziyadisappear ziningi kakhulu izimali ezingekho un-accounted for ziningi kakhulu uhulumende akayekele ukusela uhulumende akathembeki I think khonokho nje singaqalisela khonapho okunye futhi bona bathi they are being incapacitated by ama-sanctions abakwanisi ukutrade kuhle on an international level kabakwanisi ngoba vele akula mntu ongaphila enguye yedwa sonke siyabadinga omakhelwane labangani kwezomnotho anje so labo abazame uku-approach abantu ababafakela ama-sanctions bezame ukuthi somewhere somehow they need to be the mentioned conditions ukwenzela ukuthi labo bencediseki but ngenxa yokuthi lawo ma-sanctions athinta ordinary people bona they don't care khathesi umntu akamgaba usesingapore so kuyini okungabenza ukuthi betshintshe bona bayakwazi ukuthi nxa begula baya ngathi nxa beswele ukudla baya ngathi so I think ngenxa yokuthi ngukulumente njongelasihlelo abalani lokuthi ama-sanctions akhutshwe but ngabe bane bayafisa mpela ukuthi izinto kube le turn around I believe ukuthi zathi ZANU-PF government kuningi engakwenza
mazvinzwira kubva kune mumwe wevadare vachinzi ndandichitaura kuti vanhu vateereri vazvinzwira kubva kune mudare watiinaye ari kubotswana vakataura zvimwe chete nezvandambotaura pandandichipira chirongwa ichi kuti hongu zviri zvakanaka kune vanenge vaine mari dzavo asi vasina mari vanenge vachimirira kuti vanga vachitenga zvinenge zvapinzwa kubva kunze kwenyika vanenge vachizotengeserwa nemutengo uri pamusoro ndo zvimwe chete zviri kutaurwa naama yavo kuti hongu zvinogona kubatsira asi zvichaita kuti mitengo yezvinhu zvinenge zvichipinzwa munyika izvo zvinenge zvichitengeswa nemari iri pamusoro zvimwe chetewo nekutyirwa kuti zvinogona kukanganisa kana kuuraya makambani emunyika Gibbs.
Yes, what the Keto people are saying is that only people in the diaspora will benefit and the majority of people in Zimbabwe won't benefit at all. She said, you know, foreign currency is an issue here. How many people in the villages do have foreign currency? So she says, even local industries may collapse because if there is this importation of so many goods from other countries, this is going to have a negative effect on the production levels in Zimbabwe. She says at the same time, this will fuel the devaluation of the Zimbabwe dollar. And so she says a government should actually come out with long-term solutions and not these piecemeal measures. And she says, she also says, the reality is that the Zimbabwe bond is useless now. So the government should come out clean on this because she's saying, you know what, people are being fooled. People are being told lies all the time. And coming out with such kind of programs is not productive at all. So there is a lot that Kate was saying. At the same time, she said politicians must stick to politics and forget about business, you know. And lastly, she talked about corruption. She says there's too much corruption in Zimbabwe. So Tonga, we are joined by several guests right now. We've got Dr. Simama Vaza of ZANU-PF in London. Quiet, Tonga.
Dr. Mavaza, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Jonga, and welcome, listeners.
Thank you so much. Maybe I can start by throwing my question in English for the benefit of all our listeners, both languages. What's your take on this measure by the government, or these measures by the government, to lift the import duty and allow Zimbabweans to bring in commodities?
This is a very good measure. If we if we're listening from what the ministry said, the finance ministry lifted with immediate effect the duty on basic commodities. And this is a measure which is only done for 6 months. Mm-hmm. And they've said it clearly, this is for 6 months. And there are reasons for that. Number one, things have just gone skyrocketing. Things have gone so high in prices. Food had gone up 100-200% increment in basic food. So that whether you have foreign currency or you don't, every Zimbabwean was suffering from the way these people back home were capitalizing on them being the only ones with the monopoly of producing the basic products. So by lifting the ban and allowing everybody to go and buy wherever you can buy it and bring it to home, sell it or eat it, what happens in this scenario, we flood the market with food. When the market is flooded with food, it becomes cheaper. So when the supply is in surplus, it becomes cheaper. So it's not correct to say only guys in diaspora will benefit. No, people in diaspora, they eat in diaspora. People at home, they eat at home. So there is no benefit on one side here. What simply happens is everybody, whether you have got the foreign currency or you don't, at the end of a month or so, there will be surplus of food on the market. And when that happens, it pushes the prices down. And that's the only way to get the prices down. Mm-hmm. Because we cannot put a price control in this situation.
But Dr. Mavaza, before we go to other guests, the government is trying frantically to make sure that manufacturing gets on its on feet in Zimbabwe. By bringing these commodities, as you are saying, that they will flood the market, is it not killing the manufacturing sector?
No, it is not. This is a temporary measure. It will be for 6 months, number one. Number two, the manufacturing structures of home, it's not only the basic commodities. There are a lot of things we are manufacturing. Those are not affected. We are talking about what brings food on the table. We are talking about the issue of the stomach. For people not to starve, let us allow food to come home as much as we can, and those people can buy, and they have a choice of buying foreign made food or they want to buy locally made food. Either way, it's up to the people to choose what they want from the market. So it does not affect the producers at all. They continue producing, and now they know that they cannot continue raising up their prices at will. They will have to be controlled by the prices of the commodities coming in now. But at the end of the day, every other person benefits from this scenario.
Thank you very much. Now we're joined by two other guests. That is Mr. Bernard Mwelezwe Ndlovu, who is an independent political commentator, and Mr. Sipho Ngulube, who is an political activist. Let's start with you, Babajov. So here, I think you can hear what Mr. Dr. Mavaza is saying. So what's your take on, you know, this move by the government?
Thanks, Dube. Look, it takes me back to the village. My opinion is that it's a survival strategy. It's going to open the whole space to a lot of things. Of course, the difficulty on the part of the local manufacturer. So it's not correct, in my opinion, for Dr. Mavaza to say that it's not going to affect the local manufacturer. It's like, you know, in the village, when we grew up, and you would get told by your parents that you cannot eat, you know, food from certain neighbors. What we see now, Dr. Mavaza, is a situation whereby your father says to you, look, now you can eat because we need to survive. But what does it expose the kids to? If they fear that there is witchcraft in some homesteads, it means that the parent is now saying, look, go ahead and eat because we need to survive. So I think my emphasis is the fact that there are dangers that come with that. But understandably, we have become a parallel state. We are in danger of collapsing as a nation. So it's understandable that a government would then come in with such stranded measures that show that we have come to 100%, you know, point of survival, where people's, you know, welfare, where businesses' welfare, those who are contributing to the economy, are put at risk. It is indeed not correct to think that the local manufacturer is not affected.
Yes, in the way we are going to be able to do this,
asitintinalapa njengoba ngishilo ukuthi kuvana no lesasike kwekhaya village owa uthina khona ukuthi ungadle emzini baloya umthetho ofakiweyo lo ukuthi uprotector ukhona ukuprotector lo mthetho kodwa ke ngenxa yokuthi manje ekhaya so ikadi selilale eziko akula mpilo ngoba kusaphekwa ubaba bese sithela hayi bantu bami selingadla ngale emzini engafuna ukukhuluma iqiniso ukuthi ngenxa yokuthi lapha sesisenkingeni ukuthi inkinga ikhona shobala and kungenzeka ukuthi bafa abantwana ngoba ifukula iqiniso ukuthi kuyaloywa ulowo muzi okuthi okungadliwa khona ngezinye indlela lapha abasebenza besenza izinto zabo ku-manufacturing yekhaya bazolahlekelwa ngoba abasemaphandleni bazodumeza ukudla mpela kugcwala ekhaya ngapha sithola ngentengani iyehlile so labazobethengisa bona ngamakhosi abo awakhona ngale khama ama-manufacturers bazogcina nje sebesima ezitaladeni bethengisa izinto abantu sebenakho ukudla ezidinga kuvela emazweni
yes cela ubambe khonapho-ke indlovu ungayitotshana silo ubaba-ke uSipho Ngulube kwahead jonga nangusipho
yebo baba uthini baba Ngulube
sanibonani bakithi
yes
sile crisis ekhaya singananzeleli insuku zona ezezimbili ezintathu kulama-announcement amabili amathathu key announcement enziwe nguhulumente sikhuluma ngokuvulwa kokungena kwempahla lokho kuvulwe nguhulumente kodwa kulokunye akwenzileyo okwemali ukuthi amabhenki asengeboleka imali abe kuvale kuliviki ephelileyo okwenze impahla zathatha ngoba ama-business besewakhontrolta imali bangayitholi emabhenki okwenze impahla zathatha abantu bakhiphe impahla emashelfini so kunokuthi alungise into ezifana lalezo yena uya-announce ukuthi sekuvuliwe abantu ababuyele baye kweboleka amabhenki njalo naleyo kudla siyakwazi vele ukuthi ukudla akukho ezimbabwe siyakwazi isimo sezimbabwe i-economy yezimbabwe yonke ifile ngeza uba kundlovu ukuthi sizangena ku-crisis siku-crisis vele ayikho edlula nale so uhulumende wethu lapho ahlupha khona ukuthi afuna ukuvuma ukuthi siku-crisis angaze avule kathesi athi uvula i-6 months xa sikhuluma i-6 months kuyabe sokubabe sebevuneni nabantu phela ukudla kubiswa yisivuno esihle esisibonayo ku-chronic kumidiya yohulumende kuthiwa kule sivuno esihle xa kule sivuno esihle yini osokusenza si-impote umuntu yindaba uhulumende engakhontroli ama-prizes kuphela kumakethe ku-ground abantu bathenge sithenge size sithenge lesawuto hhayi siku-crisis ebuhlungu uhulumende nje kavuma ukuthi sehlekile njalo uhulumende wethu kadinge abantu abaku-field abaku-mandasi bamu-advise hhayi ukuthi adictecte from e-state house kube lama-advisers abantu abavele beku-field abaku-ground abazukusebenza ku-grain marketing abaku-marketing zonke indawo abasebenza kizo bamtshele uhulumende ukuthi okuhluphayo yilokhu hhayi ukuthi enze nje ama-announcement without ama-advisers kumbe akhona ama-advisers asazi ukuthi nganjani
siyamuzwa kakhulu-ke uba kuSipho Ngulube uthi what he's saying is that the government is most probably panicking because of this first announcement that banks should not lend money to people like Jonga and companies, you know. So at the end of the day, he says what the government did was wrong, but they've since reversed that. But he says the damage has been done because people withdraw their their goods from the shelves. Mm-hmm. So now we are joined by Mr. Umfundisi Richard Moyo. Welcome to the program.
Regaindi kupase mose, Jan Bingelela, Girindi Matekwana, Ndavodi. I want to say some of the things I want to agree with Mr. Mavaza. If we see the situation in our country, Zimbabwe, you need a lot of help for the people. You try to make everything better. That's why they try to say, let's see people living outside of the country. You buy the stuff to bring back home without a duty. Don't ask for the zimwe zvinogona kubatsira nokuti zviriwaridza kuti zvinhu zviri kuramba vari kutiraya kuti nyika yeZimbabwe iende mberi nyika yekwedu yafane kuhosipaipi inenge ichivhurirwa mvura asi nemaburi mazhinji kuti mvura painozosvika inosvika yapera saka zvimwe zvimwe zvandinoona sokuti neimwe nzira zvinogona kubatsira sekutaura kwavo nokuti kutsvaga zano kutsvaga zano kanzi kuvhima kutsvaga utani muhari saka regai tione zvakamboitika zvakafanana izvozvo kare kare zvikapeisirazve vanhu vari kumusha ukoko vachichema futi kuti tiri kubhadhara matekisi akawanda nenyekudikunza vabhadhari zvikabva zvabvano saka taakuona zvaakuitwa zvino tiratidza kuti zvishuwa chimiro cheupenyu hwenyika yeZimbabwe hasina kumira zvakanaka zvinongoda kuti dai mwari akatibatsira I think zvinhu zvinogona kubatsira futi mukufamba kwemazuva.
Thank you so much, Mfundisi Moyo. But looking on the other side, kana tikatarisa rimwe divi Mfundisi Moyo. Imi muri kunze kwenyika muri South Africa. Tinoona kuti mazuva apera vanhu vari kunze kwenyika zvikuru South Africa mamuchita dambudziko rekuti mutumire zvinhu kumushana namalaicha zvichitorwa pamabhazi nezvimwe zvakadaro. Izvi zvakurerukira izvakadii?
Vafara zvikuru tafara nazo zvinhu zvatifadza zvikuru nokuti vanhu vaitambudzika zvishuwa vanhu vachipedzera vachismagila zvinhu zvichibude saka zvinhu zvinoratidza zvinhu zvakanaka asizve pamashure apo taatichiona zvazvichibatsira futi kunyika kuZimbabwe kuti zvakachitengeka zvakanaka nenzira yakanaka but neyekukwira kwakazoita mitengo vari kunzewo kunyikawo vakuwanawo mabhenefit vakubatsirika ipaona malaisha kuti vaendese kumusha but still zvinhu zvatiri nokusouth africa kuno zvai zvakutodhura more zvakudhura more and more like mafuta akutiitawo ma200 aichoti kuZimbabwe kutori nani tichiona mapurize angati ataiona kuZimbabwe taakutarisa pari zvino asi ihope kuti vari kunokwesa namalaisha vari kuita mhururu vari kupembera nechiitiko ichi chakaisa government.
Thank you so much. Tinotenda Mfundisi Gibbs.
Yes, I want to give you a full chana. Just bring in Dr. Mavaza before we go to the other two guests. Dr. Mavaza, I think you are hearing what many people are saying here. You heard the lady from in Botswana saying, you know, basically this is only for the elite, nothing else. I think it was also said by Pegeleso Penalty in Globo and Mr. Sipongulube. So they are saying at the end of the day, this won't benefit a lot of people. There's no one who has foreign currency every day in the villages there. According to them, what's your take on that?
The problem they don't understand is that when the products come to Zimbabwe, they will not be sold in foreign currency. They will be sold in local currency at the rate where it's going on that particular day. Which means, and what we are saying is, when these products are now in Zimbabwe, and there are a lot of them coming, the prices will be forced to go down. So it is not, it's a proper misunderstanding of what will happen, which our sister Bebe and my brother Ngulube, they are swimming in serious confusion. The issue of the nature of the matter here is, yes, we agree, there is a crisis. That's why the government has to come with these measures. Measures are brought up to cover crisis. So we are not saying there's no crisis. There is a crisis. So that is admitted. Secondly, this crisis has not been caused by the government. It has been caused by those entrepreneurs who are actually withholding the products in order to raise prices. They are not feeding the shops with the products. They are not producing much. They are holding things into their shops, into their companies, so that the price can go up. And that is a pure sabotage. And this is an economic sabotage being done by these industrialists and some other companies. But I need us to understand one point. This suspension on duty is only on the things which deals with the issue of the stomach and the mouth, food on the table. It's not talking about the cars. It's not talking about other products. Other companies, other products which can make the economy run, they are not affected. They have to go the same way it has been. The new laws are being organized now so that when we start by next starting of Monday or Tuesday, it will be in full force. You can bring your food, you can buy food for your family. It cannot be impounded. If it's more than a certain amount, you pay duty as per the rules of the Minister of Finance. So in other words, in short, here are Gibbs. People don't want anything good. If the government does anything good, you will find the people who come up and say, oh, the government is doing good, it has failed. The fact that there's a measure which has been put in place, it means we have not failed as a government. We have come up with a measure. And that measure, we are saying, it has tested and proved measure in so many areas. The moment you flood the market with products, the product becomes cheaper. And what we need at the end of the day is to make sure the products are cheaper for our people. So this is the best thing which has happened to the country, and people must celebrate and thank the government for this. And furthermore, in conclusion, Gibbs, I don't understand why my sister Bebe and my brother Gulube would think that this will benefit guys in diaspora. Guys in diaspora, when they buy food for their parents back home, it benefits the parents back home, not the guys in diaspora. And when the parents get the food, a lot of it from their children abroad, they end up selling at a cheaper price to their neighbors who do not have children abroad. But that's not the only way of market. That's not the only market outlet. There are shops. The shops will be flooded with food. And we are saying, wherever the food comes from, let me respond to my other brother, I forgot his name, who says he gave an example of witchcraft. And says we are simply saying to the guys, eat, because they are hungry. Even if,
that's not Bernard Begrisenko, yes.
Yeah. So Pastor Love, in response to him, the food which is being allowed to come home, the products are the ones which have passed the test of good standard in their countries. If they are not bringing food which is unconsumable.
I think what you are saying is, you know, you are not literally saying that food has got poison. But you are saying it's like the government forcing people to take poison. You know, like that way, you know. Not that you say the food is contaminated. No.
That's why my argument is there is no forcing of taking poison when we are asking you to eat. We are simply saying if you cannot afford the locally made food and if it's not present in the shop, buy the foreign.
Hold on, Dr. Mavaza. Let's not go too far. Mr. Pengilizwe, Bernard Love, here you are. Can I tell him exactly what you say and then react to what he's saying right now? Mr. Love. So I think Mr. Love has been cut off a bit there. No, I think his network was giving us a bit of showers there. So let's bring in Ubabu Ungulube, since you also said something about Mr. Ungulube. So
Ubabu Manda, uthi yena sile crisis, siyavumela sile crisis. Kodwa ngakuvumiwe iqiniso ukuthi it's a government, it's not a man-made. I'm sure it's a man-made. It's a government-made crisis esiyiyo. It's a government-made crisis. And nxa sithi thina lapha sizaflooda imakethe ngokudla, abantu bazaflooda imakethe ngokudla. Phela nxa uthenga ukudla lapha Dube, ukuthengile, uyakuphathisa, ukuphathisa, you spend. So you can't buy here, uphathise, ubhadale umalayitha, and then you go and sell food ekhaya at a cheaper price. You have, nxa kuthiwa ukubusiness, you have to put i-profit yakho. So uthenge from eJohannesburg usiyafika ekhaya, obviously uzakuthengisa i-higher price. Njalo ukuthi athi abantu bayabenefita. Yes, uma njengoba sisho uMabhebhetshile, abantu abasebenza lapha, mina vele ngithenga la, lesawuzomthenga la. Of course kuzabenefita mina okwamanje. But umuntu osebenzayo, uteacher osebenza ekhaya, isosha elisebenza ekhaya, kufanele linde ukudla kimi futhi. Ibhaliselwe yimi ukudla. Kumele isizwe 70 afforde ukudla. Can they afford? They can't afford. Even sesithi say rate of the day. The rate of the day namhlanje asikwazi ngenxa ye 300 something. 300 something is almost a third of his salary ka teacher. Ukuthenga nje cooking oil ye 100 something rands. I cooking oil. So mina nxa ngiyithenga ba 100 something rands ngaphinda ngafaka i-R20 yokuyiphathisa. Isi 150 2 liters. That makes common sense. Angazi kumbe ukuzwa njani ubaba.
What
I'm saying to them, if this man is saying we are buying food from foreign countries, if we have to buy food, we have to send it home. We have to pay cost of sending it home. So you can't buy food here and go and give it away at a cheaper price at home. You have to put your buying price, your price of delivery, plus your little profit. So that price will go up. And for him to say everyone is going to benefit, it's not everyone who are going to benefit. We are working in South Africa, we are buying food in South Africa already. We are going to benefit for those 6 months. But an ordinary Zimbabwean who's working, a soldier working in Zimbabwe, a teacher, all the seven, if they're going to buy that bottle of cooking oil at 150, let's say the price of the rate on the street is 300. He's going to buy it at 300 Zim dollars, which is about 3/3 of his salary already for buying just 2 liters of cooking oil. What about his transport going to work? The other cost of his life throughout the month. That doesn't make sense.
Yes, Chonga, ngena kona poke mfowethu.
Yes, thank you so much, Gibbs. Sure, ndanzwa mashoko ari kutaurwa na vangu Luve ne mashoko ataurwa ne vamwe vatauri. They are all saying the same thing, that yes, this may be good for short term, but in the long run, it is going to affect a lot of people, because one, those who bring in goods from South Africa, Zimbabwe, Mozambique, wherever outside the country, for resale, they will put a large markup for them to make profit, because they pay Amalija, and also they need to make profit out of that. And at the same time, the local industries, they are going to be affected, because if I can just walk out of my house and buy toothpaste on the street, why go to the supermarket? That's another thing. Let's hear from Mufundisi Moyo.
Yeah, that is true, but sometimes it's not good at all. Because if you remember, the people in Zimbabwe, the way he's struggling to get money to buy in the south, like other people say, it's very difficult, especially the people in rural area, you are suffer. Saka zvinhu zvakangokosha kuti dzimwe nguva tichitarisa vanhu kunze kwenyika vakawanda vanobatsirawo vari kumusha vari kumaruzevha uko kuti vanhu vakawanda vekumaruzevha vanotorarama nekuda kwevanhu South Africa. If you remember, many people living outside of the country, you send money with Mukoro and other other stuff there. So saka zvinhu zvakafana izvi zviri kuzama kuitwa negovernment iyo pachayo iyo vari kutoona kuti zvichiwo apa takundikana. Saka zvirinani kuti vanhu vose vangozama, nekuti mukati menyika yeZimbabwe zvinoratidza vachina kuti mari hamuna, vari kuzama nenzira dzose. Kana muchiona vanhu vachikwidza mitengo, seri vanhu vakawanda vachema nechitiko chakafana nechichi, kuti sei vadero. Iyi ingori nhau yandakaona yekufikisa, inye yekufikisa vakakwidza mitengo kuti katikadai. Zvoita sekutiwo nesuwo vari kunze kwenyika tobatafara nazvo, but siwo zvinhu zvinorwadza futi. Kana uchienda kuZimbabwe, mapurisa vakafana namalaita, each and every road block you pay money so and so until up to border there. Mose mapurisa ari muSA anonga chodo mari zhinji kumatogeti, papinda papi kana uchiwasvika futi kuna zvima TIP anonga chidhura kuti mota ideclarewe kodwa futi lot of money. So saka zvakafana izvozvo, sometimes it's gonna help, but sometimes you won't help. So I think the people of Zimbabwe, it's time to unite and ask God to help us. Because now look, 42 years people of Zimbabwe are suffering. You try to live the best. Even if some people you say people of Zimbabwe, hey, tinona mata zvakanyanya, say why Mwari wenyu asingakunzwi. Saka zvinhu zviri kutitambudza, sandiona kutaura nekuti yava nguva yekuti vanhu veZimbabwe, nyika yedu iri kuzama nepainogona napo, vari kuzama kuzama kwavo paratidza kuti oda Mwari, nekuti Jehovha Mwari ndiye mubatsiri pazvose. Kana pasina izvozvo, nekuti zvakufana nomukadzi uya kuna madzimambo tu wakachema kuna mambo kuti paita nzara vabika mwana woumwe mukadzi, vakazoti umwe, asi mambo haana kuvateerera. kudamai yesha zo profesi nyingu ya kati ufoka sasa tizwa ni marishu mashomu saka nyikedi ya Zimbabwe ino ngudari kukua mari nukuti zozi kuza niwa varugu za makita jose ni nzira ngurana kumanya kwa na hapo kana kukua kukwereta but jose zozo azisi kubatisira
yes ya mzwa kuli baba Richard moyo stand wambi kuna mpunga yaka chana so okay what is this uba wama kutrust mwe sile kula lapa ni chonga
Yes.
Trust
Come here. Itandi kuba nzima kakhulu lenda.
Ye njengoba nchile ukuthi uzama ukuthi usikubone silungene ku frame ye camera yakho. Chedela ngapha ukuthi ye cheta futhi usikubone impela uyanyamalala. Uya ngakhona kahle. Ya khona boka. So wena ubona ngani uhulumende kale zameli yini? Kuno kwakwenza.
Hayi ayikho into ayizamayo kuna lokho nje ulapho ngathi yasindezela kakhulu impela nje ngoba manje ukuthi ekugcineni lento eshiyo nje ukulube lapho ukuthi bawo uthintwana kungadli emzini kanje kuthi kusasa ukuthi uyajinja somtshela futhi ukuthi hayi singayenza into enje kuthi bani bani yabona lomuntu somlahlekisa lomuntu nje ayikho indlela sokungabumbonisa ngayo into nje ngabumukeza ngayo siwa nje bekumendezela kakhulu lo
yes aba kakhulu ke akumtshela uhulumeni ukuthi kumele yenzeni kuyo phambili
ya into kulendo ufana yenze ukuthi just vumele njengoba nje siyana ngaphandle kwamazwi nje kungenxa yakhe uhulumeni so njengoba kunjalo asivumele ukuthi ngoba sizama lokho esikuzamayo ngaphandle sizenze ngale ndlela asivumele ukuthi senze ngale ndlela vele besiyenza ngayo ekuqaleni kungabi nemtetho otshintshatshintshayo ukuthi namhlanje kutshintshwa kwenziwalokhu nalokho especially thina ama-diasporas inkinga yiba lapho ukuthi yonke into enzakalayo isuke ihlukumeza thina ukuthi nje sivalele ngaphandle kuyona yonke into engabiyenzeka so ngicabanga ukuthi akungabuyelwa kule simbishoshini ebekusetshenzwa ngayo ngesikhathi esidlule kudala hayi manje kube ukuthi nje siyazi ukuvumeleka sithenge le ndlela sithenga khona or siyathenga ngale ndlela sikhathi omalayisha kungabi kube kwayinkinga ukuthi ufike amabhoda lezo zinto ziba yinkinga zina zokuthathwa kwenziwani zina bona bayadla bayasutha kodwa laba abantu esiba sibanikeza lezo zinto bagcina ukudla kungasafiki kubona kodwa bona laba khona bayasutha engakho bekwazi ukuthi bakhulumele phezulu kangako
ye siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke trust ncube siyabonga kakhulu ungajinela kusasa so what trust is saying Joker is that you know the situation is bad on the ground if you look at the way they send goods to Zimbabwe, they use malaitas. And at the end of the day, they don't they benefit mostly because sometimes these goods vanish at border posts where they are impounded. So he's saying that you know, the government needs to be serious about some of these things. So maybe we can bring in
some of us. Yes. But now that gives, because of the measure has been lifted, it means the goods won't be impounded.
Yeah, so to talk to Dr. Mavaza, Chonga.
Yes, Dr. Mavaza, Manzwaza, I shall go and we shall go to Chemabuti, Snogonabuti, Ongutan, the Tipins, the Zin, Munika, see, Snogonaba Chitorwa.
Chokan and Jacuti, Nakuti Panem Fumo, you couldn't swing gas to Pinda Munika, Saga Kuna Chatorwa, Rotunga Pinda Nacho. And I will not gonna proof a good to a Pinda Nacho say, Nakuta Pana, you don't declare it, you don't pay duty. Unongopinda nazvo ndozvazvinoreva saka hakuna nenge achakutorerai tambudziko ratinaro tine vanhu vajaira kungobhadhara choko muhomwe kuti huori hupere haungopedzwa nemapurisa ega unopedzwa neni newe iwo kana mokubhadhira mupurisa anenge akumbira choko muhomwe unofanira kumhangarirawo kumapurisa makuru vanosungwa imwe dambudziko randaona apa baba Jonga tiri kuti vakuru vangulube navamoyo havasi kunzwisisa dambudziko rimwe chete vari kutarisa munhu mumwe chete anenge auya nechirafu chake kubva kuSouth Africa oisa petu ozoita sechozodhura isi tutasa vanhu vanenge vane mashopu avo vatora chikafu chakawanda chekutengesa mari yepeturu nemari yekufamba munzira yese iyaya inokaziwa nemari yavachazotengesa saka mapurize avo haazokwira semunhu atora chikafu chemunhu mumwe chete ukatenga chikafu chemunhu mumwe chete chinogona kukudhurira kana vakuzoita into account macost anenge ari asi ukatora chikafu chekutengesa watobva nacho chakawanda nekuti hauskurambidzwa saka unenge une maprofits akawanda chepinda ndingotsanangura in short kuti chii chakanakira kuti chikafu chibve kune dzimwe nyika chekutanga nechirungu vajoka maadvantages of imported european food kana zvakanakira kuti chikafu chibve kune dzimwe nyika ndechekunumber one the food is cheaper tisanyeberani Zimbabwe iri kushandisa US dollar US dollar rimwe chete rine simba rakawanda kupfuura rand saka ukatenga chikafu 100 rand kuSouth Africa chinenge chachiita kana kuti 10 rand chinenge chachiita kana kuti less price kuZimbabwe inenge kana 10 cents chaiyo because inenge iri US dollar chepiri chikafu chichiri cheaper kuimportwa kune nyika yachinogadzirwa kuti chiva kunyika yachikagadzirwa in other words it's cheaper to import the food from its production country to a country which does not produce it and again chikafu chizhinji chinouya kunze kwenyika it's better quality atisi kuti better quality but there is a better quality of food because it is a true test, it is a true quality assessment. And it's good for the environment. We can talk about it for a long time. And there is more variety of food. We have the food importing, you know, creates economic opportunities. Takwajira mabasa, wana malaicha, madriver, ema kombi, wana basira kutakura vababoda. That creates employment only more than the top. There is a lot of employment creation. Because there are so many benefits of importing chikafu kubva kune dzimwe nyika. Uyezve dambudziko ratinaro baba
seems Dr. Mabaza.
Yes.
Sibongolove is shocked about what they're saying. Let him come in right now.
Before it goes away.
10 seconds there, yeah?
Yes. Bangulube, earlier on you were talking about blaming the government for these problems. Government yato unza a measure. It means it has resolved a problem. The problem of food shortages in Zimbabwe has been caused by the companies who are refusing to supply their food because they want to raise the prices. This has nothing to do with the government. So I think thinking of the government kuti ndowe akango ipa izvika mashanduka kubva ipapo maona kuti aiwa iyi haisi nyaya yehurumende don't politicize everything inyaya yesabotage economic sabotage being caused by those industrialists.
Thank you Dr. Mabaza. Mr. Angulumi.
But Dr. Mabaza is the one here politicizing this thing. This thing is not supposed to be politicized. That's why I said we need government to get advisors, professional people. The people on the ground, the people who are working on the grain marketing, professionals, we have got people who are educated in Zimbabwe, but they are running away. They are not allowed to work in their country. So if you say, if he's telling us, now importing food will create jobs, that's a joke of the year. If he's telling us we have to import mealy salt, we're importing better mealy. But at the same time, the same government is advising people to go to the land and farm. So where is that maize we are farming, we are harvesting, going food to? We have to take that maize and feed the cattle if there is any of that maize. Because we are going to eat the quality maize from neighboring countries. Ovela emazweni ukudla okuvela emazweni kuyiquality ukreate umsebenzi akuyahlekisa lokho kuyahlekisa so xa uhulumende ehlale sithi abantu bathatha umhlaba balime xa belima labana abantu umumba abawuvulayo bawuthengise ngaphi usuza fida inkomo ngoba uthi owethu aso quality kutshoni khona lokho If job creation I show you I bal out by creating sevens, what would you mind us? I talk about sevens, who crowd demand us try it, but fit the issues. It's out of City Kenya, Estor, Jaya would have. It's out of 10 years, it's out of Yamas, it's in Dongana, 10 years, it's in your way here. We fire motor, we fire petrol from John's Bay to Inkai. And then how much will it going to cost?
Yes, I was a cool group. This is Obama Lapa. See, as what he is a company, a Jonga, put on a good Facebook, open up to Chino Timber. How cool my lap.
Yeah, Baba Magadi.
Chiroa Penny Magadini.
Chiroa Penny. Monogona Buscadeza, Camera, and you couldn't name his show, Magutuan, Chiso Cheni, Tungona, the Serena Chate, Dongaise, Raita.
All right.
Murikubi.
Ndirimuno musangu muNamibia.
MuNamibia. Ndaona muchizunza musoro pane zvirikutaurwa nevamwe. Hamene muda kutaura nechirungu here kuti vamwe vese vazwe vari pachirongwa chino kana kuti modi?
Yes, let me use English. I speak English and Shona. You know, one thing that is so painful is that we have political leaders who have tested power, and whenever they make mistake, they stand to defend what is wrong. Surely, how can a man come in on this platform and utter such statements that they are creating jobs by allowing suffering people who are earning RTGS, which is less than $200, most of the civil servants, that we are creating employment and those people will benefit? How do you expect a person with $200 who is a civil servant to benefit to buy a meaningful grocery? How? It's impossible. These guys they need to zero down to the reality and say, surely Mr. Mangujga and Professor Nube, they have failed to run the economy, because whatever they are doing, look at how they are changing statutory instruments. Midnight, you go online, you see a new statutory instrument at 12 midnight, and you expect such person to be a professor who can resuscitate the economy with the new ideas. And this gentleman, I don't know his name, who is saying they are creating employment. Surely, my grandmother, who is in the rural areas, has just $1 for the grinding mill machine. How do you expect such person to benefit? They are saying people who are in the diaspora will send food. But they are denying the same people the right to vote. What does that mean? You know, we have reached a stage whereby we are being led by people who have this political hegemony, who thinks that there is no one who should challenge their decisions. I appeal to ZANU-PF and its leadership to say they've done their part. Let them allow new people to come in. This thing of continuously rigging elections and expect the economy to go further than where they've rigged it to, it does not work. Look at the industries, local manufacturers, they've closed. And now they are trying to promote South Africa, Botswana, Namibia, and surrounding countries' market. If we are buying basic needs from South Africa, whose GDP is growing, who is benefiting in terms of the economy? Isn't it those neighboring countries? And at the same time, we are seeing that the government is refusing to adopt the US dollar. And now they are saying, go and buy outside. And but this gentleman is coming here to say, no, the government is trying to help people. Helping with what? How can you get you are earning RTGS? And that RTGS is very, it has no power.
Maybe one quick question. You said your name and surname before I post.
Yeah, you can call me Chinotimba. It's fine. I'm from Boera.
Okay, so Mr. Chinotimba, what's the way forward? What's the way forward here? Just
the way forward is to make sure that they bring US dollar, because US dollar will stabilize the economy. Even those local manufacturers, local people who are producing basic commodities, they want the hard currency. They want strong currency to import machinery and other things. because the RTG is very, very volatile. I think it's just useless. So there is no way they can continue to say, buy outside, buy wherever. Let them bring US dollar, and then the economy will stabilize. There's no one who can go and import food that is used US dollar in circulation. Mr. Mtulinune and Mr. Mangujika should come to their senses together with their bosses, Comrade Mnangagwa.
Thank you very much, Jonga. Maybe you've got a question to pose to him.
Yes. Ndazwa vari kutaura zvimwe chete zvazvinyanyotaurwa nevamwe vakaita savana vangu Lube namuzvare Bebe nava Bekilizwe zvimwe chete zvavanga vachingotaura asi tichitarisawo nerimwe rutivi vachinotimba hazvibatsire here nguva diki iyoyi 6 months yapiwa grace period kuti maindastiri ari munyika anga achikwanisa kuunganidza zvinhu zvinozokwanisa kuti zvinge zvichitora nguva zvichitengeswa zviri pamasherufu panguva iyoyo pamwe chetewo nekurerutsira vanenge vachikwanisa kuzviwana zviri kubva kunze izvo zvichiuya munyika zvakachipa nokuti tinoona kuti vemaindastri vari kuti dambudziko rinoita kuti vasanyanyogadzira zvinhu zvakawanda nderekuti mishina yavari kushandisa or let me put it in English, their machines, they are obsolete, they are old, and it's expensive to maintain them. And they cannot beat the production that is like happening in other countries where they have a modern machinery. And also, the six-month period may give these local producers time to stock up.
Vari kutenga raw materials from outside the country. Vari kutenga raw materials kunze kwenyika. Saka kuti vatenge vanofanira kuti zvavagadzira zvotengeswa mu local market. Vowana mari. Handiti maona ndo zvinoita economy. Kana uchi uine ngatiti uri kugadzira sipo. Wonzi iwo gadzira sipo for 6 months usingatengese vashandi unovapei. Iye zvino mukatarisa magetsi, load shedding haichabatsiri, haichataure nezvayo. Kungodzima anoya midnight. Vanhu ivavo maproduction means hapana. Hurumende haichisina zano yatererwa. Unoti munhu ngaagadzire zvinhu 6 months. Ko mari yacho inenge ichibheki. Handiti vanofanira kuti zvavagadzira votengesa immediately kuti vawane mari. Zvino kana mukati ini tiri kuvapa mukana wekuti vagadzire vachiunganidza, zvoreva here kuti vashandi havatambire? Zvoreva here kuti magetsi havachabhadhare mabills, mafixed costs havachabhadhara?
Thank you very much, Mr. Chinotimba. Let's bring in Mr. Dr. Mabaza for a few seconds that are remaining right now to hear his defense on what this gentleman is saying. Hey, Dr. Mabaza.
Thank you. The problem with that guy who does not have a name and called himself Chinotimba is that you cannot start by attacking government over a problem which has been caused by the industrialists. Number two, it is naive of anybody to believe that there is no employment created by exporting food. The driver is employed. The guy who does the lodging is employed. The guy who does the carrying is employed. The shopkeeper is employed. We must understand as soon, Mr. Ngulube, as soon as a business starts operating internationally, there are many additional advantages and factors which can have a huge impact on the success of the business, on the economy of the country, and on the variety of the food being brought in there. It is naive to believe that nothing will change by this. And let me tell you, the changes have been only made for 6 months. The reason why 6 months is simply because we want to come around the problem and have our own food and make our own food. We are not saying our food is bad. We are saying we've got quality coming. When we say quality is coming, we are saying the quality now can compete with our quality. And people can make a choice on two different qualities. It does not mean that ours is inferior in any way. It simply means it has got an equal right and equal partner who is competing with them on the market. So in short, this country is endowed with some specific resources. We are not in another country. And those resources are made into food in a different way. So when we get those things together, we are not saying our country is less. We are simply saying...
Thank you, Dr. Mabaza. You are remaining with only 1 second. Thank you so much. We wish to thank our guests this evening, Dr. Zimbabwe Mabaza of ZANU-PF, also Mr. Sibhekelizwe Bernard Ndlovu, Mr. Sipho Ngulube, and we also had Mr. Chino Timba here, who is in Namibia. So thank you so much to everyone who joined the show today. And signing off from Washington, this is Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Neni, jonga kandemiri, nishitimurani, zvakanaka vateereri.